First up was New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, who came armed with a new report that he says shows how he could fast-track a pre-kindergarten expansion that he calls one of the largest in the nation's history.
Our city, in partnership with schools, community-based providers, and families, is well-positioned to take this on and at a rapid pace, and we're ready to begin right away.
De Blasio says he's identified 4,000 classrooms that could be ready for 54,000 four-year-olds by September. And he says the remainder of the 73,000 eligible for pre-K could begin by January 2016. Governor Cuomo has recommended phasing in universal pre-K more slowly. He said in his budget address that the state could fully fund pre-K in 5 years. But de Blasio does not want to wait that long. He's not backing down from a plan to raise the city's income taxes on the wealthy to provide a dedicated funding source for pre-K. He told legislators on the joint fiscal committees that he'll continue to ask for their permission to raise the tax because he says the program needs a predictable and consistent funding source.
We're not asking Albany to raise the state income tax by a single penny to pay for universal pre-K and after-school programs in New York City. We're simply asking Albany to allow New York City to tax itself, its wealthiest residents.
Later, de Blasio and Cuomo, who have been longtime allies, downplayed their differences over pre-K funding in an unrelated joint news conference on a federal Medicaid waiver. Cuomo says while he thinks his proposal to phase in pre-K without raising taxes is the best proposal, he's willing to talk with the man he calls his longtime friend.
The question becomes, well, how do you do it? And that's the discussion that we're going to be having over the next several weeks.
Mayor de Blasio agrees that it's natural that he and the governor disagree at times.
Guess what, guys? Once in a while, we may have different perspectives.
Expanding pre-kindergarten is not just the concern of the New York City mayor. Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner, who along with other mayors testified at the legislative hearings, says she would also like to offer all-day pre-kindergarten to four-year-olds in her city.
We can't afford not to do universal pre-K. We are losing an entire generation of young people. We have to, as I said, particularly with children who are born into poverty, they need that extra assistance to compete with their wealthier peers.
Upstate cities do not have the ability to increase income taxes. They rely mainly on a dwindling property tax base. As a result, many are strapped for cash, so any pre-K expansion would be dependent on more money from the state. Some, like the cities of Albany and Rochester, are already seeking help from a special financial review board set up by Cuomo. Rochester Mayor Lovely Warren echoed Mayor de Blasio's rhetoric of income equality. She says her city has the worst school district in the state and the fifth highest child poverty rate in the nation.
Rochester is a tale of two cities. One city is vibrant, hopeful, wealthy, and highly livable. The other suffers from escalating unemployment, poverty, dysfunction, and our unemployment in some of our neighborhoods are higher today than they were in the Great Depression.
Mayor Warren says her city has already laid off workers and consolidated services. Now state lawmakers need to start adding funding this year to the Assistance for Municipalities, or AIM Aid, to address her city's inequities. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.